Now, will you notice verse 10? Here's the second thing he mentions, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. Now, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. That is, pleasing to God. And that means that we're not going to be bowing down to men or attempt to please them. And then the third thing, being fruitful in every good work. That is, a Christian is a fruit-bearing branch, you see. We should bring forth fruit. And increasing in the knowledge of God. Now, a Christian should not be static, but alive and growing in the Word of God. How important that is. Now, let me keep moving right along. In verse 11, we have here the fifth thing, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power. And strength and power can only come from God. And they are produced by the Holy Spirit in patience and long suffering and joyfulness, strengthened with all might. And it's unto all patience, you notice, and long-suffering with joyfulness. How wonderful. Verse 12, and now we come here for what he gives thanks for. Giving thanks now, and all our prayers should be filled with thanksgiving. Notice what he says, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Now God, by his grace, has given us an inheritance with the saints in light. And we ought today to lay hold to that, believe God. And here the second thing is, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. We've been delivered from the kingdom of Satan. We were dead in trespasses and sins, going according to the world, and now we've been translated into the kingdom of the Son of his love. And by the way, this is the present aspect of the kingdom of God here on earth today. The only place that you can have the kingdom of God here on earth, you can't build it. The only way in the world you can have it is open your heart and receive Christ as your Savior, and you've been translated into that kingdom yourself. This is a very wonderful thing. And we're told here, in whom we have redemption through his blood. Now this, again, is a very wonderful thing, that we've been translated. We have forgiveness. And that is always, as we've said before, associated with the blood of Christ. God does not arbitrarily and sentimentally forgive sin. And redemption here means he paid a price and delivered us out of slavery. And we have these five wonderful things, and yet there are a great many people praying for all of these things today. My friend, they are yours. Why don't you thank him for them? That is the proper attitude of a believer today.